Robert Wayne Hosley was convicted of murdering a Milledgeville deputy in 1995 and given a death sentence. But while working on Hosley's case, attorney Andy Prince reportedly would drink up to a quart of vodka a day. According to Hosley's current attorney, Brian Kammer, Prince's alcoholism made it impossible to present any reasonable evidence to the jury, and especially when it came to the sentencing phase.
Since he was a child, he's been tested out at an IQ of about 70. That puts him in the mild range of intellectual disability. You know, his teachers were available, for example, to testify that he had incredible difficulty in school.
Aside from that, Kammer adds evidence would have explained what he calls horrific conditions of Hosey's childhood.
The home where he lived in Milledgeville was known to the neighbors as the torture chamber because of the way they observed his mother to treat him, which was to beat him mercilessly.
None of this evidence was presented, and that's what the State Board of Pardons and Paroles will hear, says WABE legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Paige Pate.
For death penalty cases, that's obviously a big part of the case. It's not just whether the person is guilty, but whether they deserve the death penalty. And if you don't present any mitigating evidence, any good evidence on behalf of the defendant, then almost always that's going to be ineffective assistance of counsel.
Andy Prince ultimately was disbarred for embezzling clients' money and was actually under indictment while representing Robert Hosley. The night before the death penalty phase, Prince turned the case over to another lawyer who had no experience in capital punishment cases. Before his death, Andy Prince admitted he was not fit to represent Robert Hosley. The Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles will hear all of this next week. Hosley is scheduled for an execution December 9th. Rose Scott, WABE News.